I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to This Isn't the Podcast You're Looking For. I am Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars. This is the final day, final episode of our San Diego Comic-Con recap. I'm here with Jacqueline.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very good.
Nice. Now, final day. It's always bittersweet. You don't want to sort of think about it. It's the final day. It's, you know, you really begin to realize that your best friend Comic-Con is going away for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And we got up again super early. I felt like spewing. I was so tired. It was brutal. My brain was like a little shriveled up, like a raisin in my skull.
All my muscles hurt. It was a lot to deal with.
And the first thing we went to see, which... Oh, we should talk about the restaurant we went into that had been...
Oh, it was so cool. So, Ascension, which I think is coming in November.
November, end of November on the Sci-Fi, spelt crazily, channel.
Mm-hmm. So, we walked past it a couple of times during the convention. I was always very impressed with their... They had sort of on the awning of the restaurant, like... statues of people looking up, and it just like a big kind of 3D billboard for the show. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we were looking for somewhere to have breakfast, and we went past this place and it didn't look amazing. And we went back past the Ascension place and noticed that they had not just decorated the outside, but the entire interior of the restaurant was done up in like 60s spaceship interior to go with the show. So we were sold immediately.
Yeah, and there was like windows looking out to other parts of the spaceship, like the garden area.
Oh, it was so cool. Like they had taken over everything.
Like even the napkins, the mm-hmm. menus, some of the windows looked out to space. And the premise of the show, which I cannot wait to see, is in the 60s, a few hundred humans go on a 100-year mission to another planet.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that...
I think it's 100 humans go on a 50-year mission.
No, I think it's a 100-year mission because the people that are now on it, a lot of them never lived on Earth.
Oh, okay.
And then there's some point in the mission where it's no turning back. So they're almost at this point where if they want, they can go back to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
They can turn around. But if they keep going after that, it's just like... they don't have enough petrol.
Petrol?
I guess. to keep going. And then they sort of, apparently there's a mystery about, someone finds out that...
a murder mystery.
Well, there is that, but also like maybe the mission isn't quite what they thought it was.
I'm so excited.
Which is pretty annoying if you've been on a ship for 100 or 50 years. Do you know what I mean? That's like standing in a really long Comic-Con panel line and then working out it was for steampunk.
Oh.
And you thought it was for Star Wars Episode 7.
It's no good.
That is no good. And then we went to a panel for, and we might tear up just talking about it.
I know.
So if people remember last year, there was the Make-A-Wish for the young boy in San Francisco for Bat-Kid, and they made him Bat-Kid for the day, and they turned San Francisco into Gotham. And you have to Google it as... the most heartwarming thing that's happened on the planet Earth ever, I think. And like President Obama got into it, you know, Ben Affleck gave the Bat-Kid props from one Batman to another.
Yeah.
And they had a few that they had the Batman, the guy that played Batman, the Penguin, the lady that got tied up, and the Make-A-Wish lady that organized the whole thing. And it was something that just the whole world got behind, and, you know, thousands.
They didn't, it was a surprise to them. It just suddenly went viral.
Yeah.
On Twitter, and then it was unstoppable, and they just had to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
And tens of thousands of people came out in San Francisco, and it's just awesome. And there's a documentary about that. There's a I'll post it up, the preview. There's an Indiegogo thing where you can support it to get it made. They're about halfway.
Okay.
And for $25, you can support it and you get a download of, like, you get to sit, like, so it's just like, yeah. Would you buy this movie for $25?
Totally would.
Pre-buy it. So I have bought a copy.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. So
it was really, it was such a great story.
Mm. And I wanted to ask a question, but they ran out of time. But I talked to the guy who played the Penguin and the lady that was, I think the Riddler had captured, mm-hmm. and the Bat Kid had to free, about whether the Penguin had ever afterwards met the Bat Kid out of character. And it was, he's like, I wish I had, but to keep up the illusion, because the Bat Kid actually thinks he defeated, you know, he's five. He thinks he defeated the Penguin and he met Batman.
It's the sweetest. He thinks he's Bat Kid.
Yeah.
He takes his suit to school and lets other kids try it on.
So they know what it's like to be Bat Kid.
I can't. It's so cute.
It's too cute. Yeah, Google that. The preview will, if you don't get a lump in your throat.
And he's okay, by the way. We weren't going to go to the panel unless he, because Steele suggested going to the panel and I was like, I'm not going to that if my, is it Miles?
I think
if
so,
Miles didn't come through, like, it's too sad, I'll watch it in my own time, not in the general public.
Yeah.
But he's okay and he's happy.
Yeah, so it was really cool to talk to those guys. And then we did a walked a bit of the floor, and because there's not that many huge panels on that day, the floor was packed and Jackie had a bit of a meltdown.
I did. It's too much.
And then we went outside. There's like the whole, you know, anywhere they can fit something in San Diego, there is something promoting something. There was like this big Homer Simpson head ride,
which we didn't get to go on because the line was 2.5 hours. And by 3 o'clock on the Sunday, our patience for lines had diminished.
And so we bid a fond farewell.
Very sadly, reluctantly, and both fell asleep waiting for the Uber on the lawn.
Yeah.
Like it was, we couldn't have gotten any more.
No, it was like it was saying that we go to Meredith Music Festival every year and by the third day, like, you've had the best weekend, but make it stop. I'm not strong enough to live like this for this many days. And Comic-Con really had chewed us up and spat us out.
Oh, my God. I was hobbling. I was sweaty.
But the best fun.
So much fun.
Now, today is Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I go back to Australia on Sunday.
No.
I know. And I was going through my things. And, like, we're talking about how nice everyone is at Comic-Con and stuff and the good-natured people. So, I was going through all my things and I couldn't find my passport.
Oh, no.
I tore apart this room.
Really?
I tore apart your car. I went through rubbish. I went through places that it possibly couldn't have gotten into.
Oh, my God. You must have felt sick.
I left a message on, they've got a special line for lost property at the Comic-Con.
Oh,
and it just said, due to high volumes, we will not, like, leave your number. We'll get back to you. I rang the police. I went, like, because I remember I used it at that bar we went to on Saturday night.
Oh, you did for ID?
Yeah. So, I knew I had it then.
Uh-huh.
And then, so there was places, there was the mask in the masquerade hall.
Uh-huh.
could have lost it there. Mm-hmm. We had our sort of, we were really leaning back, mm-hmm. could have fallen out of the back pocket. There was the place we were staying.
Your passport was in your back pocket.
Yep.
Oh.
Well, previously, a couple of weeks ago, I got in a lot of trouble with a border security guy, and we weren't even near a border for not having my passport. I normally leave it like at wherever I'm staying so I don't lose it.
Well, we should drive out there just to spite him and tell him that
you lost
it. Yeah,
look what you've done. So, I didn't have it and I was...
But in the pocket.
Anyway, mistakes were made.
I hope you didn't find it. I don't want you to go home.
Oh. And so, I rang... I left a message on the Comic-Con Lost Property line. I'd sent an email to the Comic-Con Lost Property email. I rang...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
San Diego police for their lost property section. I rang a hotel. I thought maybe where we were for that Simpsons thing and we fell asleep on the lawn. I rang that Star Bar where we had drinks. No go.
Oh.
And I was like, all right, think. And they said if you went down to San Diego, you could just go straight to Lost Property.
Oh.
And I was like, shall I just go down there? And I tore apart the whole house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I'll ring the convention center and explain my plight and maybe I can get bumped up the queue.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, a lost action figure compared to lost passport, people are going to give it a bit of weight.
Yeah.
So I rang up and talked to this lady and explained my plight and she got my number. And I made her read back my phone number because sometimes with the Australian accent, they can't understand the way you say certain numbers or letters.
Yes.
And she got it right.
Oh, I'm so stressed listening to this, even though I can tell by your face that you found it.
Did I? And then I started Googling what I'd have to do.
Oh.
And it did not sound
fun. It's not pleasant.
Or cheap.
Oh.
Especially when you need it that week.
Oh.
So I was just like, let's see you get out of this one, Saunders. Like,
oh.
Then she said someone would ring me in about 10 minutes. 10 minutes, no phone call.
Oh.
Half an hour, no phone call.
Oh, I'm itchy.
About maybe an hour and 20 minutes later, when I was just like, at 2 hours, I'm going back in.
Driving there or calling?
Calling.
Yeah.
Unknown number rings.
You don't like picking those up either.
Oh.
Well, never have.
Well, there's only about 4 people in the world that have my number in America, so I answer it pretty frequently. And it was Susan from San Diego Convention Center Security. And... don't say who you are. Don't open with that. Give the passport status first.
Yeah.
Like that when totally. she was saying who she was.
It's like, shut up, just tell me.
I was like, just say do you have it or not? Like,
yeah, you want to be rude and interrupt her.
And she goes, Steele.
Oh.
We have your passport here.
Oh.
And I just gave her so much props. I was just like going, Susan, you don't understand how happy I am right now. And she goes, oh, no, I can kind of tell. And I'm like, damn right you can tell. I'm very happy. You've killed it. You've nailed it. Job well done.
Oh, Susan.
And so I have to drive to San Diego tomorrow.
Oh, God. Good luck with that.
And she said... she sort of said, oh, I can't really express it, but I can post it. And I said,
No, don't play with fire.
Yeah, I said, I've tested my luck enough on this one. I'll come down. It's like driving 5 hours back, you know, 2.5 hours back, down and up. that's nothing as an inconvenience compared to what I was going to have to go through.
Oh, yeah.
So,
it's a little victory drive.
Yes.
So, basically what you're saying is you need the car tomorrow.
I do need the car tomorrow. That's why we had to do this episode now.
Oh.
Because I wanted to get your reaction.
So, where was it? Could she tell you?
No, but it was in the masquerade ballroom. Hall. Because when we were having those beers, we were really kicking back. And because the people that go to Comic-Con are the coolest fucking people in the world.
They really are.
That's why I was just like, if it got lost in the convention center,
someone will hand it in.
It's going to get found.
Yeah.
Because that's...
No one's nasty in there. No one's... It's the best energy.
It's a utopia.
It is.
And so, yeah, if you want anything down in San Diego, I can grab it for you.
You should see if the Ascension Cafe is still open.
No, she said it was getting torn down on Monday.
Oh, she did?
I'm going to go there and see what it was like.
Oh, yes.
Because she said it was quite different. So
it looks like it would be crap.
Yeah, it probably. But it's going to be so...
sad.
Yeah, just to see it all half pulled. Like, because I'm sure a lot of the things will take a couple of days to pull down and...
No, actually, I disagree. I think you'd be very surprised. I think it would all come down very quickly. Mm-hmm. I think by midday today, it's done.
It's done.
Yeah, because it's like city space. I think it's all packed up. There will be no remnants of Comic-Con.
So,
off to the zoo for you.
So, here's a bonus. I'll do a live episode from the San Diego Convention Center Security Center. I'll interview Susan.
Oh, Susan. Is she working today or yeah, tomorrow?
She will be, but we're not going to do the episode.
Well, you should take her flowers.
I should get some treats and drop them in when I pick it up.
I love Comic-Con.
And, yeah. Well, I'll be back there tomorrow for a far less...
No, you will be at the San Diego Convention Center.
Yeah, big day tomorrow. On the road.
Oh, wow.
Insane. But...
You can't be annoyed. You found it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm actually...
elated.
I told Sarah, who you live with, the story.
Yeah.
And she just couldn't believe it. I'm saving to wear tomorrow my Bat Kid t-shirt.
Oh.
Just so I just stay on a high the whole day so I don't get grumpy about the mission.
I mean, it'll be fun. You can make a playlist.
Listen to some podcasts.
Go to the Ascension Cafe, not Ascension Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
You can maybe actually check out San Diego. I've been to San Diego 3 times and never seen anything but the convention center.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Why?
I just think it'd be so, like, because all we've ever seen there is the best thing ever. Mm-hmm. Without it, it'd just be so drab. Like, looking at the convention center, I'm like... Like, you know, there might be like a vacuum conference in there or something.
Well, they might have those little, the circular robot vacuums. They're fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Roomba.
The Roomba, yeah, that is good. All right, well, maybe there's an upside. I'll bring back a Roomba.
Roomba.
Roomba. Roomba. So, thank you for joining us on our San Diego Comic-Con adventure. Yeah, unexpectedly, it's going 2 days longer than normal. Mistakes were made. don't forget Galaxy Quest, the Star Wars 2-day mini Comic Con. So if you enjoyed all the action and you sort of think, oh, I wish I could go to stuff like that, and you live in Melbourne, get down there, galaxyfest.com.au. We're doing the live podcast on the Sunday afternoon, the 24th of August, and it's also on the 23rd. There's people that appeared in Star Wars. There's a lot of dealers. There's going to be fun panels. It's going to be good fun, and we'll be there loving that Star Wars. Jacqueline, Instagram, Twitter, where are we at?
At Juklin, JOOKLIN, hashtag Juklifornia. And Twitter is the same.
And you can get me at Steel Saunders or Steel Saunders on Facebook, and that is for Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. This Isn't the Pod is Twitter and Facebook. Write a sweet 5-star review on iTunes. And if you want some more podcasting, go over and listen to my comedy podcast, I Love Green Guide Letters. Lots of fun. Just had Will Anderson, had Rove on, There's Lavinia Nixon has just been on a live episode, so check all that out. And interact on the page. We're always posting up Star Wars news and on the Twitter and Facebook. And next week we'll be back to our normal sort of chats with comedians and musicians and celebrities and Star Wars fans.
About, and Juklin, maybe even a Juklin.
Just talking about Star Wars and getting amongst it, enjoying our favorite film. May the Force be with you, Jacqueline.
And also with you, Steele. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being had.
Intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.